How's it going?
This is Trees Bay, and I'm here with Mr. Paul Jangles.
Paul Jangles!
Paul Jangles.
Whoa, we're in Parkville.
We're in Parkville. Kansas?
Missouri.
Parkville, Missouri. We're at the English Landing Park Disc Golf Course.
It's a 9-hole, right next to the Missouri River.
It's in a park, which I think might be where this town got its name.
We should just call it Park.
We should call this Parkville. It's also home to Park University. So just called Park University. By a river, which is pretty
nice.
The Missouri River.
The Mighty Mo.
It is a overcast, kind of drab, chilly day. It's in the 30s.
Yeah, it's like, what, 39, 38?
Yeah, it's like, there's a bit of chill in there, a little bit of a breeze.
We need to get our walk on, for sure.
Yeah, we should start tossing.
We're up to hole number one.
Yeah, we're up to hole number one.
Straight away, there's some trees in the way, you'll like that.
It's a par 3, 198 feet. Really nice signage here.
Yeah, I like the signs.
Tee boxes are, they'll work.
Quaint.
Yeah.
They harken back to an older gentleman. When our forefathers created disc golf.
Yes. They're kind of framed out. Bangs and chains. Should go first. Well, I winged a tree, so that's good.
Yeah, you hit the branches. I hit the trunk.
Yeah, you got a solid thunk out of that one. Shout out to our advertiser, Log.
Thank you, Log.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Banging chains. Par train. So you're like muted.
Yeah, they don't have that resounding, ringing chain that I like.
Sure feels like winter already. All right, we're up to hole two. Par three, 265 foot. A lot of trees to Mr. Paul Jangles. Maintains the box.
Oh!
Mr. Paul Jangles took the lead. I'm now up by 2 strokes.
Stroke. Never gets old.
You know what I've noticed?
What have you been noticing, Trees Bay?
Every time I hear a train in the distance.
You think that you just...
Someone just scored a par.
I can't believe we haven't heard a train yet. That's one of my favorite things about this place is there's the train tracks right here.
All right, hole three. 230 foot.
How was the bus?
Oh, I like how they put the location of the next
team. Yeah, isn't that nice?
That's
nice. They're good like that.
The bus was...
Yeah, I took a plane over here.
Comfortable.
Burning plane.
Par train. Still up. You know I can add sound effects.
What's that?
In post, right?
That's just a reminder to you.
Hole four, par four, 440 feet. Hey, there's like a alliteration thing on.
Totes. 4-4-4-4-0.
I like it.
This hole is brought to you by Disc Golf Disc Line. They are $8.99 each.
Right.
So first, let's get somebody, one of our sponsors.
Oh yeah, is it time for a quick break?
It is, we're a third of the way through.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I've been having meat shake for 40 years.
I love meat shake.
Meat and shake, that's all I need.
I have meat shake every day at school.
Look, when I'm hungry, I need some meat. I don't need none of that rabbit food they're serving over at Veggie Hut.
Meat to the shizake.
Bro, it's all about the meat shake, man.
I'd love to taste the secret.
Lunch break, only got a half an hour. Gotta get something in my system. I go meat shake.
Eat a meat shake.
Taste the secret at meat shake. Hey.
All right, and we're back.
We are back.
Hope you enjoyed that commercial break.
Yeah, they have kind of a tinkle sound, don't they?
Yeah.
They're gentle.
Well, those chains on the last podcast were like super loud.
Were they?
Yeah. So I got a par.
Parsville in?
Parksville. Hey. Pars
and
Parks.
Nobody's ever thought about that.
Mr. Paul Jangles got a birdie.
Woo-hoo!
So I'm now up three strokes. Where are we at, Mr. Poljangles?
We are in Parkville, Missouri. We are on hole number 5, which is a par 3, 346 feet. It takes a bit of a turn to get around. There's some trees in the way. There's an oak tree. There's some cottonwoods. There's some chains to bang.
Yep.
There's some train tracks, which I can't believe we haven't seen a train yet. Every other time I've been here. This is the third time I've been here. So I've got a little bit of an advantage over you on this. But this actually will mark the furthest progress we go back east, and then we're going to head back west.
Oh, okay.
We'll be coming back along the Missouri River.
Awesome.
So. I'm busting out the T-Devil.
T-Devil.
Woo!
I've been throwing my Star Leopard. Nice throw, man.
Look at that groupie.
So, hey, listeners, big news. We are doing a giveaway in December.
Yeah? We're going to stock some stockings?
I was thinking like a postcard or something.
Oh.
Maybe a picture of a disc. Disc pick.
We'll send you disc picks.
We'll have to work out the details on this later, but it's going to involve you hitting like or subscribing or something.
Or making fun of us?
Yeah, that'll work.
And we need your address. And like I was saying, we'll need your address. We don't need your phone number. We're not going to really stalk you or anything. Well, I can't. What's that? Phone number's good too, I guess. We could just do virtual postcards where we just send you disc. Credit card numbers are good, yeah. Of course, that wouldn't be a free giveaway. That might cost a deposit. Shipping and handling for sure. Discing ain't free. Well, actually, it is pretty free. That was a very close birdie look. All right, here we go.
Hey,
Partrain!
I cracked myself.
All right, we're up to hole 6. It's a par 3, 442 foot.
It's weird that one was 440 feet, and it was a par 4. But this one's further, but it's a par 3. I'm just making an observation.
It's an interesting point, and it's very true.
So one thing I like to look at as far as these tee pads, couldn't you just picture these being great big coffins?
They do have a coffin shape.
They have a coffin vibe, right?
Yeah, they totally have a coffin shape.
So I keep thinking that there's going to be 9 Draculas that appear on Halloween night one time, come out and like suck the blood of disc golfers.
I can see that happening. This has a kind of where you go to dump a body vibe. Maybe it's just that it's overcast and cold and fall, but being right next to the river and the train tracks.
Got the hood back up.
God damn it. All right, so hole 6 is, I didn't do so good.
Hole 6, they call it too tall 6 for a good reason, because it sits, I would say, at least 6 inches higher than the standard hole, wouldn't you?
It's almost more like a foot.
We should put, I'll put a picture wrong on the Twitter first and see what people want to weigh in on.
Well, a couple strokes. Stroke. There's a very gothic looking mansion off in the distance.
Okay, so that's we're 2/3 of the way through it. Do we have another commercial break?
Oh yeah, alright. Yeah, let's take a break. And now a word from some people.
Hey! Do you want to feel so energetic? Try Power Thirst. Energy drinks for people who need gratuitous amounts of energy. With all new flavors like chocolate. Chocolate energy. It's like adding chocolate to an electrical store. Sound the alarm. You're going to be uncomfortably energetic. What's that? You want strawberry? Well, how about rawberry? Made with lightning. Real lightning. Sports. You'll be good at them. It's an energy drink for men. Energy. These aren't your dad's puns. These are energy puns. Turbo puns. Science. science, energy, science, energy, electrolytes, turbo lights, power lights, more lights than your body has room for. You'll be so fast, Mother Nature will be like, slow down. And you'll be like, fuck you, and kick her in the face with your energy legs. You'll have so much energy, just running all the time. Power running, power lifting, power sweeping, power dating, power eating, power laughing, power spawning babies. You'll have so many babies.
400 babies.
Give chocolate to your babies and they'll be good at sports. Make your babies run abnormally fast. They'll run as fast as Kenyans. People will watch them running and think they're Kenyans. They'll race as fast as Kenyans against actual Kenyans, and it'll be a tie and they'll get deported back to Kenya. Hey, go with the sure thing. Don't gamble on your energy.
Snake eyes.
Try Power Thirst, the energy drink that will make you sport!
Slapping this KC. Alright, welcome back. We're back. We're on hole number 7. This is a part 3, 425 foot.
It's a long one.
It's fairly long. Not a lot of elevation change on this course.
No, there's not. But it's a nice walk in the park, right?
Sure. Get some steps.
Trying to figure out what you had in that last one.
It was over 2.
You were over 2?
Yeah.
Oh, 2 over.
2 over. Bad putting.
And you had it. You had a par.
I know. I was right next to
it. You were about to give up the mic to me. But then I came and saved the day and got my par.
It's not too late.
It's okay. It looks like the football game that was... They were playing a little... Was that tag? Was it two-hand touch?
Yeah, I think it was two-hand touch. They weren't wearing any gear.
I don't think they were rushing the passer either. That seemed like it was a candy ass to me.
Parkville rules.
You think that was some students?
No.
You think that was some dads?
I think that was a extended family getting together.
Oh! So, Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
And you have big plans, right? You and Lady Jingles? Lady Jingles is actually staying here with me. Disc and Jane.
Disc and Jane, yeah, we're going to Las Vegas. We're going to do a podcast. We're in the MGM Grand, and we just saw Pete Rose. Maybe, if I can remember. Got some good distance. All right. Meet you over there. Meet you over there. It's not my train. Bang chains. Bang chains on the par trains. Nope, I didn't get a par. Neither did Mr. Paul Jingles. Slamming disc.
Woo!
Fuck. It's getting colder. Alright, discers, hole 8, part 3, 275 foot.
Oh no! Oh, hopefully.
Parkville!
So whip this disc right on out.
I wonder why it's called English Landing Park. Think the English landed here? Wow. Nice toss.
Thanks.
Par train. Oh,
shoot. Shoot! I just need to put them up to my ears. They're already going, or... All right, so, hey, discers, this is Mr. Paul Jingles. I just had myself a little bogey action. We're up to hole number 9 at English Landing Park, this golf course. And Dreams Bane gives it a good wing. I think that, oh, that was like a, that, ooh. Ooh, he's got a chance at a birdie here. That's good. Good for him. Yeah, it was like it kind of moved up and down. I think that we are right on the cusp of what... would be comfortable. I'm having an okay, pretty good time right now, but if it was, 5 degrees colder, I think that I might be uncomfortable. It'd be nice to have like a left-handed glove, but I'm happy to be out here. I'm glad we're just doing 9. Let's just say that. So, all right, I'm gonna ace this.
There's no seasons in disc golf.
I didn't didn't say I wouldn't go. I just said I'd be uncomfortable. There's a difference, mate.
No, we need to set some ground rules this year for acceptable weather to be discing in. Whoa. Launch that one.
We gotta go for acceptable rules? What does that mean? You won't get your disc in the rain?
No, I don't mind rain. If it's below 30, there has to be no wind.
We don't even have to text each other on that. That's not a...
Just saying. If it's sunny in 30 and there's no wind, yeah, I'll play. But last year, there's a couple days where you were texting me and it was like 15 degrees out, overcast.
I don't think so. I have no...
Nope, for disc? Nope. How about you, listeners? What are the weather conditions you refuse to go play disc in? I've got some nice playground equipment here. Looks like there's a rocket ship over there. It's a big wooden eagle.
Oh, that eagle's badass, man.
Portrait!
Slap this kick. Nice job, buddy.
It's a pretty nice outdoor beach volleyball.
Oh yeah, I came here one time during the summer and there was a hardcore volleyballer.
Was Blue right here?
No. No.
Well, that was a fun quick nine.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen this during the summer. But this is a beautiful park to come play in the summertime.
I was telling Sweet Lady Jangles that we should come here and have like a picnic or something.
Oh, yeah. See that?
Kind of fun. I think that this place is fairly open to bringing beer. It's kind of got that vibe, right?
I believe it. Parkville's a pretty cool town, at least from what I saw driving through it. Not huge, but it's got some character.
Yeah.
Probably not nearly as many murders as you would expect from walking through this park.
Does it make you feel like maybe you would be more prone to being a murderer if you had the Missouri River right to your on your doorstep where you just slip a body in there real quick?
Yeah, good round, good quick dine. If this was closer, I think this would be our go-to dine hole, especially now that Harmon's
all jacked up in just a seven hole now, just a shadow of its former self.
I saw you when we played there twice last weekend.
Did I?
Yeah, we got some snow here. It's been unseasonably cold.
Oh, I went there and did it because I had Veterans Day off. Okay. And so I went and played it. I didn't do a podcast for that. It was pretty uncomfortable.
Listeners, if you haven't checked out the Big Disc Show, and you love the soothing voice of Mr. Paul Jangles, you should go check out his podcast.
That's only whenever you can't make it, Trees Bane.
Yeah.
Not competition, it's just I love
the
disc.
You got the urge, yeah, I get it. Big fan of the disc. You need to get your disc in every day.
Gotta slide some disc in every day.
It's another big
English culture. Landing Park, it's like almost a secret that there's a disc golf course, because if you look at this sign, there's no indication that there's any disc holes here.
Huh. Shout out to Parkville Farmers Market. It would be appropriate for there to be a fish and chips place across from English Landing Park.
Hey, shout out to Discbird.
Discbird.
We were gonna make it up to
Bummer.
Des Moines, but
sorry, Discbird. Discbird!
Discbird!
We'll make it happen.
Definitely.
Shout outs to blah blah blah. Shout out.
Meow!
Yeah. I'll add the shout outs in post.
Hey, can you add, do you remember the show Thundercats?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that Snarf character?
Oh yeah, Snarf.
Yeah, if you could add Snarf in there a little bit, I would appreciate it. Shout out to Snarf.
No, nadie se preocupa por mencionar que solo estaba siguiendo el ejemplo del viejo Snarf. No.
Shout out to Thundercats. I heard they were making a movie. Although I heard that a long time ago, I don't know if that's true. Hit like, subscribe, tell your friends. hit us up on social media, MySpace, Google Plus.
If you want us to play at a disc golf course near you, give us a shout. We'll come.
And some plane tickets. And,
a six pack of Old Milwaukee.
Probably want a couch to crash on. Back rubs.
We might be imposing just a little bit at a certain point.
Slam a disc, Casey.